91X News.
It's plus 10 and sunny. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. The man in motion is wheeling his way into Belleville. The 25-year anniversary relay is underway after beginning on Dundas Street at McDonald's. Mayor Neil Ellis welcomed Hansen in the Market Square just moments ago. An end-of-day celebration is running until 6 p.m. tonight at the Quinty Sports Center with live entertainment, sledge hockey, and other activities planned. The relay will resume tomorrow morning from the Quinty Sports Center around 9 a.m. and an in-school start-of-day ceremony at Quinty Secondary School, as well as stops at local area schools before the relay leaves the city. The tour this time round across Canada is a Canadian retrace of the original tour from 25 years ago. A Peterborough man has been declared a dangerous offender. The designation means Stanley Tippett could be jailed indefinitely. Tippett was convicted 2 years ago on 7 counts, including kidnapping, sexual assault, and sexual interference, relating to the attack of a 12-year-old girl in August of 2008. Peterborough Police Staff Sergeant John Loynes said outside the court that Tippett closely studied and followed and deceived his victims.
He took great strides and lengths to determine as much as he could about those people. That to me is what kind of shows how dangerous he could be.
A Peterborough judge made the ruling today, saying Tippett has shown a pattern of persistent, aggressive behavior and a failure to control sexual impulses. It's Halloween, and in a few short hours, area streets will be filled with excited children. As James Poehler reports, police are saying caution should be exercised by everyone.
Tonight is a night when ghouls and ghosts will walk the streets. But for many parents, the real scare is not supernatural. Tanya O'Reilly, mother of two, says she's afraid of the things that might compromise her kids' safety.
Strangers, cars, older kids bullying, stealing candy.
And the dangers don't always stop when the kids get home. Adriana Sheehan is a mother in Trenton, and she says she always checks her kids' candy first.
I check everything. No homemade treats, no opened packages. If it looks like it's been opened, it goes in the garbage.
Quinty West OPP Constable Lon Fuller says there are always things parents can do to ensure their child's safety.
We have 8 groups of community policing volunteers out. They'll be out making sure everything is good for the trick-or-treaters as well.
OOFest and other events will be running for parents who want to avoid the trick-or-treating crowds. James Bowler, 91X News, Trenton.
That's 91X News to 403. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
Nearly 5 months after the Stanley Cup riot, Vancouver police are finally acting. Police Chief Jim Chu announced today 163 charges will be recommended to the Crown.
I'm very pleased to tell you that we have been arresting suspected rioters and recommending charges to Crown Council. So far, 60 people have been identified, and we have recommended that each of them be charged with participating in a riot, along with other charges of mischief, assault, break and enter.
Thousands of people lit fires, burned cars, and looted stores after the Canucks lost Game 7 to the Boston Bruins. The New Jersey Devils are about to get their goaltender back. Martin Brodeur was taken off injured reserve today and could play as early as Wednesday against Toronto. The former All-Star and future Hall of Famer has been out for more than 2 weeks with a shoulder injury. The Winnipeg Jets continue their 7-game road trip with a visit to the Panthers tonight in Florida. The Jets are 1-1 on the road trip so far. Nashville visits Chicago, and the New York Rangers play host to the San Jose Sharks in the other games tonight. The Coburg Cougars play host in Mississauga tonight in OJHL action. The Cougars are hoping to build on an overtime win over Trenton last night. Puck drop is at 7 at the new Coburg Community Center. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Harrison Perkins with 91x weather.
Tonight, clearing late this evening, fog patches developing overnight, low minus 2. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 11. Wednesday, sunshine on the way with a high of 13. At 12:04, it's plus 10. 91x news on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Harrison Perkins with Tim Baer. News is next at 5.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.